Amanda, Sabrina, can I talk to you guys?
Sure, Danielle. What's up?
I wanted to ask you guys, do you think we're treated fairly?
Well, we're still making 70 cents on the dollar. Our reproductive rights are constantly being threatened, and I don't think any of us would feel comfortable walking home at night in our respective home cities.
That's all true, but I mean here as a part of Sarcastic Voyage.
I can't answer that objectively. I'm sleeping with the boss.
Ew, that's already way more than I want to hear.
I meant me. I'm the boss of everything. Also, I'm glorious in my splendor! All hail, Amanda!
I just feel like Al doesn't value us as voluntary labor.
That's labor with a U, right?
Of course.
I have heard him describe the voice actors as livestock, and I'm pretty sure I saw a cattle prod on his Amazon wish list.
I really don't want to hear about this.
Oh, grow up. It's for torture, not sex.
Call me crazy, but I think living under the constant threat of torture is not conducive to the very best comedy performances.
Actually, I think I've heard him say he prefers to call it enhanced directing techniques.
You two are both Canadian. You have to see what I'm talking about. This place could stand to be a little more socialist.
Whoa! Hold on there.
Ooh, yeah, let's not go throwing the S-word around.
You guys grew up under a much more equitable system. Why don't you expect more?
Shh! Ixnay, on the socialism say, we don't want to rock the boat. We're both in America on sufferance, and they could throw us out at the slightest provocation.
Look, nobody is more in favor of a violent coup than I am, but I have moved twice since I came to America, and I am not lugging all those books back to Canada. The house I'm currently renting is the house I will die in.
And I found a perfect sushi place. Do you know how hard it is to find that in the Midwest? I don't want to have to move and start that whole process over again.
Oh god, now you say process instead of process. I'm too late. You're melting potted.
It's not that. It's just, we're both in our 30s now, and we don't really want to do anything even slightly inconvenient to make meaningful change.
And we both love our husbands, right?
Well, strike two.
See? You're assimilating too!